angel.
Hi, love. Welcome to Giving Hell. I'm your host, Helly. Giving Hell is your safe space to be a hot mess of a human while connecting to your higher self. If you're ready to manifest health, wealth, and self-love, go ahead and subscribe and share with your friends. Happy Monday, my love. I'm so happy to be back again this week. I know some of you guys are new to this podcast, and I want to take a second to welcome you and tell you exactly what this is all about so you know exactly what you're getting yourself into. Giving Hell is where I open and honestly talk about real-life shit while keeping us all on track with our manifestations so that we can one day be living our dream reality. I tend to not have a filter, but we're new friends here, so I still have that like, oh, we just met and I'm not trying to offend anybody type filter. So just so you know, it will only get worse from here. I started this podcast because I love to consume motivational and self-help content, but I always feel like they're the type of person that are like aggressively put together 100% of the time. And like, that's great, but I just cannot relate because I have dumb bitch tendencies. You know what I'm saying? So when I hear these multimillionaires talk about how they just nonstop grind mode, and these stories about how they went from cutting lawns to owning like 5-7-figure properties and got there because they just grinded it out from 5 a.m. for like 12 hours for 3 years, no social life, eating keto, like that's a way to do it, I guess. I'm sure it works for them, but doesn't work for me. I cannot relate. I don't even work that hard. I just attract everything that I want. It's super easy. I'm not into working hard. And since I couldn't really find a space that touched my soul in the way that I needed to be touched, I made my own space. You know what I mean? So here in Giving Hell, you can actually be a real life human that makes mistakes and sometimes sleeps in and has a social life. And you can even be like the toxic one sometimes, as long as you're willing to be open and honest with yourself about where you're at and like learn from where you're at. We can learn from ourselves, we can learn from each other, and we can all create a better life because dumb bitches deserve the best. We're all learning and growing, and nobody here knows it all. You actually can't be here if you think you know it all. Like, no know-it-alls here whatsoever. Thank you, but no thank you, because I most certainly do not know it all, and I honestly don't really know much. Like, being completely fucking honest, all I know for sure is that you deserve to live a life that is your dream reality. You deserve to work at your dream job. You deserve to be making your dream salary. You deserve to be in love with your dream partner, living in your dream house. And it's all possible for you, depending on what you believe for yourself. If you knew how much of an effect your beliefs had on your reality, you'd spend all of your energy believing that it is actually happening for you, rather than spending one more second wishing that it was going to happen. Like, look at the difference in the energy behind these two statements. Think about how you feel when I say, I am successful and everything is working out in my favor. Or think about how you feel when I say, I want to be rich. I hope that one day it all works out for me. That second one just made my skin crawl, like, ugh, so desperate. I literally feel my energy becoming like more and more desperate. And desperation is the opposite of abundance. Like, are you desperate? No, bitch, you're not. You're abundant. I will speak the greatness into you until you believe that shit for yourself. But on top of that, you can also speak greatness into yourself with our affirmation of the week. Affirmations are positive statements that you say out loud or like write down to help the universe align you with the reality that you want to manifest. Okay? This week's affirmation is, I am creating the life I want to live one positive thought at a time. I'll say that one more time. I am creating the life I want to live one positive thought at a time. And that is exactly what we're doing. We're creating our dream realities with our thoughts and our beliefs. And for those of you that are new here, you're going to hear me say this a lot, but this is the formula to live by. Manifestation is as simple as words become thoughts, thoughts become feelings, and feelings become things. That is quite literally it. That is all you need to know. If I say I am a bad bitch, eventually I'm going to start to think that I'm a bad bitch. If I start thinking that I'm a bad bitch, I'm going to start to feel like I'm a bad bitch. And when I feel like I'm a bad bitch, my reality will affirm that I indeed am a bad bitch. And everybody's going to see it too. You can literally put that on anything. Use that formula for any manifestation. If I say that I am rich, I will start to think that I am rich. Once I think that I am rich, I'm going to start to feel like I am rich. Once I feel like I am rich, the universe heard that and the universe is going to align me with a life that I am rich in. My reality will be, I am fucking rich. And that is the truth. What if I told you that that's all you ever had to do to manifest your dream reality. Like, all you have to do is follow that formula to be exactly who you want to be, to live the life that you exactly want to live. That is how you make it happen. Words become thoughts, thoughts become feelings, and feelings become things. That is the magic formula. We honestly overcomplicate manifestation so much with all of these like methods and like these numbers and these signs and these meanings, when it is really honestly, whatever you believe to be true is exactly what is going to happen. A lot of people get kind of confused when they think about the law of attraction, because they're thinking like, oh, I have to do all of these fucking spectacular things to attract the life that I want to live, when it really honestly is just so much more simpler. What? It's so much more simple than that. Like a billion times more simple than that. There's another law that helps a lot of people kind of break through this idea that you have to work hard to manifest your dream reality, which is the law of assumption. Whatever you assume to be true is exactly what's going to happen. If you assume that you're going to have a shitty night when you go out, guess what? You're going to have a shitty fucking night when you go out. Who is texting me? Sorry, my phone is on silent now. Sorry about that. But what I was saying is that whatever you assume to be true is exactly what is gonna be true. If you assume that no guy is ever gonna like you and you're gonna be alone forever, guess what? You're gonna be alone for fucking ever. Do you know how long my best friend, who is the biggest fucking catch in the whole world, was single for just because she just assumed that nobody would like her? She is the best woman in the world. Like, literally the best fucking woman in the entire world. And she blocked herself from love and like marriage and family and all of that because she just like assumed that nobody would want her. Bitch, are you stupid? Yes, you are. You are fucking dumb. You little dummy. I'm just kidding. I'm only saying that because I know she's listening right now. But guess what the fuck she did? She turned it around by believing in herself. She was like, you know what? I actually am a fucking catch. I actually am the best woman in the whole fucking world. And whoever ends up with me is the luckiest man in the world. And guess what? Her fucking fiance, her future husband, the father of her child, is the luckiest man in the world. She finally attracted the life that she deserved. By assuming, okay? So don't get so caught up in this, like, you have to attract it and you have to be this and you have to be that. No. Simply just assume that it's all gonna work out. And guess what? It all will work out. So, in honor of manifestation being so fucking easy, I'm gonna give you my secret manifestation hacks that I did when I first started and the things that I do to keep myself from getting all like low vibrational, you know, to keep that vibe high. For starters, if you don't have a personal mantra, what the fuck are you doing? Give yourself some main character energy and create a mantra that you can repeat to yourself to keep your vibes high, okay? Mine is super simple, but it works for me. And it goes like, I am happy. No, it doesn't. What? It goes like, I am healthy, wealthy, and happy. This one is probably one of the like most common mantras used because it's that perfect in my opinion. But I love it because I can add on to it. Like, I can put a little intention there at the end. Like, on the days that I really need to get shit done, I say, I am healthy, wealthy, happy, and organized. Ooh. Or maybe on days when I'm feeling a little anxious or out of whack, I'll say, I am healthy, wealthy, happy, and calm. Boom. This is so powerful because, as I've said many times, I am is the most powerful statement, and anything you say after I am is like literally sending a direct message to the universe. It's almost like when you're talking around your dog, and as soon as you say their name, their ears like perk up and they're listening. That's exactly what I am is to the universe. Every time you say I am, the universe's ears perk the fuck up and they start listening very carefully to what you're saying. So never, 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 ever, never for nevers, never say anything negative after an I am statement, okay? Thank you. So this next thing is kind of like a fast hack to help you like really let the universe know exactly what you want. It's the best way to give them like the most clear picture of the life that you want to live, okay? Because there's this way of looking at it where it's like, I'm going to attract all of these things to me. Like, you're like, I want all of these things, so I'm going to start saying, oh, I have all these things. Like when you say, I want this apartment, I want this car, I want this boyfriend. Yes, I just called boyfriends a thing, but moving on. So when we think of the life we want and the things that we have in that life, the universe doesn't really like hear that. They're not like, oh, she wants a new car, I'm gonna get her a new car. No. You have to think about how these things make you feel and send the message that way. So it'll be like, I am so grateful and so happy that I own a beautiful home in sunny California, rather than just saying like, I'm a homeowner. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I have a house. Okay, the universe is like, good for you. But if you're like, I am so grateful in my big, beautiful home with my big backyard, I feel so free when I go in my backyard and soak up the sun, like it just feels so amazing. When you start talking about the emotion, the universe hears you way more clear, because it's not the house that the universe registers, it's how that house makes you feel. But a way to really communicate clearly with the universe is to think about how you want the people in your life to feel about you, okay? Like, when I'm doing this, I just imagine myself, like, at a dinner party, and all my friends are there, and I think about, like, what they're thinking about me. How do they feel about me? Because in my dream reality, I am a super wealthy businesswoman, and everybody in my life thinks I'm so kind and funny and beautiful and charismatic and generous, and I'm such a good party thrower, and they just think that I'm literally like the fucking shit. They think so highly of me. I want you to create this image and have it really strong in your mind. Place yourself wherever in the world that you feel the most comfortable and like the most alive, and place yourself in a room of the people that care about you. So that can be friends and family, old friends, new friends, red friends, blue friends. Sorry, that was too much. I apologize. Think about what you want them to see in you, and think about how they really feel about you, okay? Go into as much detail as possible and remember this moment. I want you to store this moment in your mind like a memory. So I really have a memory in my mind that is me sitting, it's in the future, but it's a memory. And it's me sitting at a fancy dinner party that I am hosting in my beautiful sparkly gown. And everybody, like I said, everybody just thinks that I'm so kind, so generous. They're like so proud of me for becoming so successful. Everybody just, oh my God, when I talk about this, it raises my energy and I can feel it. And I'm just like, I feel that direct communication with the universe. Like, the universe is picking up what I'm putting down. You're literally like telling your own future. You can even create a vision board if you have to. Like we use mood boards and vision boards to create a picture of the house that we want and the car that we want, all those things. But if you create a vision board depicting how people feel about you when they see you, yes, please. Like, literally, it's magic. I've been noticing my manifestations have been like tripling in speed when I'm using this little hack. When I start thinking about the way that other people think about me. Did that make sense? When I start thinking about the way other people think about me, it's too much thinking going on here. But just create that memory in your mind, tell your own future, tell the universe how people see you, and people will start to see you that way. They will. The universe will match those feelings. So think about it like this. The universe is a painter and you are the muse. Like, you're the model in the picture. You're the inspiration for the art. And the painter is going to need a picture of you so that they can paint you, right? So you're not going to be the one holding the camera. You're not going to take a snapshot from your perspective. You're going to have somebody take that picture of you so that the universe can look at you and paint you so perfectly. They can really capture your beauty that way, get a really clear picture so that the painter, aka the universe, can paint the most beautiful. Who is texting me? Oh my God. You guys, I said I was going to silence my phone and I fucking didn't. But anyway, the universe is going to get a better picture of you if somebody else is taking it. Just like the painter is going to get a better picture of you if it's from somebody else's perspective. I hope that made sense. When I was like thinking about that, I was like, oh my God, this is the best analogy in the world. But it works for me, so hopefully it'll work for you. The next manifestation hack is lie. Just fucking lie. And when you're, oh my God, I need to turn my phone off. Okay, it will not happen again. My phone is silenced. My computer is silenced. Everything is fucking silenced, all right? So the next hack is to fucking lie. When I used to strip, I would literally lie all the fucking time. And that's kind of when I realized, like, I can just make shit up and it'll actually manifest. I would literally lie all the fucking time. I'd say I drive a luxury vehicle. I'd say I just bought my own house. I'd lie about owning my own business. I'd lie all the fucking fucking time. And a lot of it actually came true. When Corona hit, my small business blew the fuck up, and then I had my own business. Boom. I used to drive a luxury vehicle. I used to drive my boyfriend's luxury vehicle. He had a Maserati, but when I used to drive it, I would literally lie and tell people that it was mine. Like, I would just lie all the fucking time. I'd make myself sound so much more rich than I actually was, and over time, I started to just, like, create this persona of, like, a rich-ass fucking bitch, and I just made more money because of it. Like, I literally was the top earner in the club. Like, no questions asked. Like, every single night, consistently the top earner. And it's because I would just lie and say I was so fucking rich, and the universe said, yes, she is, bitch. She is fucking rich. Yes, the fuck she is. And by lying, I just was speaking all of these things into existence. The reason why I say lie big, like big lies, is because it's gonna hit eventually. Like, these things that you're saying, you're eventually going to speak them into existence once you fully believe them. And if you say, like, oh yeah, I make $100,000 a year, and you're lying about it, but like eventually that manifestation hits, don't you wish you said $250,000 a year? Because it's all gonna speak into existence. So lie, but lie big. And how I do this outside of the strip club is, first of all, I bully my friends into believing my lies. Like, not actually believing them, but if I'm walking around this week and I'm saying I am royalty, I am a descendant of a princess or a queen, and I'm lying my fucking ass off, if you tell me no you're not, we're not friends for 48 hours. Cut off. We're not talking. We're not speaking. Don't you dare step on my manifestations. No, actually, I am this crazy. Like, I will just say the most outlandish things. I adopt a persona for like a week or two, and I just start acting like I'm literal royalty. I'm not even kidding. If somebody tries to block my manifestations and tries to say, no, you're not royalty, I will scream at you. Listen to me. I am not here for your negative bullshit. I am here to fucking manifest. Like, I don't know how to explain it, and my poor fucking friends, but they love me anyway, and hopefully they think it's funny. I encourage you to lie as well. Please fucking lie. Just lie about it, all right? And if you are going to lie, lie big, all right? Even if you don't believe it yet, start saying your big lies out loud. I am going to Santorini for my birthday, and I'm so fucking excited. The flights are already booked. Actually, not the flights, because we're taking a private jet. Literally, I'm that fucking cool that I'm taking a private jet, and that means that we can smoke as much weed, drink as much champagne as we want on the plane. Bitch, did you hear that? I'm going to Santorini for my birthday. Okay. And that is how you lie. That is how you lie. And I'm going big. I'm taking a private fucking jet. Even if I don't believe that right now, I'm taking a private fucking jet to Santorini, bitch. Once I feel that in my bones that I'm taking a private jet to Santorini, I will be on that private jet to Santorini. And thank God I said I'm taking private, because I would have been in coach had I said coach. But I'm specific, and I am specifically taking a private jet to Santorini for my birthday. Which birthday, you may ask? The world may never know. But for my birthday, bitch. All right, I'm done. This next thing, I think I invented this. Like, I really think this idea came from my big, beautiful brain. And that is to make a manifesta. Do you know what that is? No, because I just fucking made it up. A manifestation Instagram, a manifesta. So what you're gonna do for this manifesta is you are going to create an account with a name that is like super like vibey and abundant. Mine is MoneyAngel888. Go follow me on Instagram. I used my old business account that has like 16,000 followers on it or something like that. Just because I wanted a big number on there to help me even manifest even more. But basically, you're going to post on this as if you are your future self. So go online, find vacation pictures, and type super long captions with these pictures and describe how you're feeling on your vacation. Or go find a picture of your dream car and post it, and post how happy you are that you just got your dream car. Or post like a bank statement and say, I have worked my fucking ass off. Actually, no, we don't work hard here. I have done so well in my business, and I'm making so much money, blah, 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 blah. And how do you feel about that? How do you feel about that? I sound like your therapist. And how does that make you feel? But actually, how does that make you feel? Because remember, the universe hears you when you say how you're feeling. The universe feels you when you're talking about your feelings. So you're going to be posting your dream reality as if it is already your reality. But you're gonna be like really descriptive in those captions, saying how this vacation makes you feel, how this car makes you feel, how this relationship makes you feel. And you're going to really depict your future. You're going to design your future with this Instagram, and you are going to fucking be as specific as possible and post when it makes you feel good and just give it to the universe and let it go. Post it and then like stop thinking about it. If you find yourself like really, really, really like, I don't know how to say this, but if you find yourself manifesting the same thing over and over and over and you're not finding any progress, try this way. Depict what you want, be really clear in how you're feeling, post it and let it go. Don't think about it again. You can look at your little pictures and like think about how it makes you feel, only how it makes you feel, but you're not gonna keep saying, universe, bring me this, universe, universe, bring me this. No, you're gonna post it and let it go. You're going to put it out there and let it the fuck go and live your life and do what you do and feel as if it's already happened. I haven't said this in a while. You're going to live as if until it is as if. That is the quote of the century. Live as if until it is as if. And that is exactly what you're going to do with this Finsta. No, not a Finsta. A Manifinsta. A manifestation Instagram. Go do that and go follow my page. Send me a DM so I can follow you back because I would love to follow all of your little manifestation pages and we can have our own little community and comment on each other's pictures and just like hype each other up. Oh my fucking God, this sounds so incredible. I am so excited. So for real, my Manifinsta is MoneyAngel888. Okay, boom, go follow me. And those are all of the manifestation life hacks that I have for you. We can start there. There's literally so many hacks. And when I say hack, all I mean is just like, the shit is easy as fuck. It is so easy. Stop doing all these things and buying all these journals and doing all this extra shit. Like, those are great ways to align you and help you tell the universe how you're feeling. But you can also just send him a little direct message and say, bitch, I feel good in my new brand new fucking house, in my new brand new fucking car. Okay? Like, just tell him how you're feeling, give it to the universe, and let it all come to you. Don't forget, I said the law of assumption. Assume it's going to happen and it will happen. Okay, so this week we actually don't have any questions because if you follow me on Instagram, you know that I was talking about how I just like, I quit this podcast every single week. Every single fucking week, I'm like, I am done. Like, this is trash. I'm not going to do it. And then I'm like, never mind, I actually love it. But that's only like because I'm absolutely mentally insane. So I answered all of the questions in the DMs this week. So anybody that had a question, I already answered it for you. So there are no questions this week, which is kind of sad, but also perfectly fine. So if you have any questions for next week, go ahead and DM me on Instagram. I love to answer your questions here on the podcast. And if you would like a shout out, just let me know that you want a shout out. Otherwise, your question will be asked as anonymous. Just to keep privacy, you know, not everybody wants their business out there. And if you don't specify, I don't want to assume that you want your business out there. So I just assume that you don't want it out there. Okay. My Instagram is at Helly's Angel. Go DM me there. Ask me all of the questions that you need to be answered. And I love you dearly. This has been a really fun episode for me because I just feel like I feel like I've been able to be like free. I'm just opening myself up a little bit more to you guys with every episode and I just enjoy it. I have fun with it. So that is until the next 72 hours when I decide that I hate it and I want to quit. But I won't quit on you guys, I promise. If you think I'm going to abandon you, I'm not. I'm here for the long haul. I love you guys so much. And I will talk to you guys next week. If you need more content in between then, go follow my Instagram, go follow my TikTok, and that is at Helly's Angel. I love you. Mwah.